Blog Talk Radio.
Send a special shout out and thank you to all the listeners coming out. And at this time, we want to welcome you to the Healed, Thrilled, and Skilled show with your lovely host, Miss Holly Woods.
Triple Christmas stockings filled with sex toys, parody carols that will have you requesting a personal playlist, bedtime stories for the imaginative adults, and so much more. So I'll be enjoying my hot toddies, sponsored by the latest club and lounge. I highly encourage you to go and pop in and take a visit. It's on Asylum Street, one of the hottest lounges downtown Hartford. I will be revealing my Christmas naughty wish list and giving you an opportunity to go to Amazon and peek out the list for yourself. So much more. So please call in to play our reindeer games. When you hear the secret word thigh high, call in for a chance to win a free class at Pole Control Studios, downtown Hartford. Okay, first we're going to start with a little riddle. Okay, what do you call people that were afraid of Santa Claus? You call in when you feel you have the answer, but until then, I'm going to take you to a little bit of a tunage to tantalize your ears to get you into the Christmas spirit. We're going to start it off with a little bit of a tameness, bringing you back to my town, Hollis, Queens, 1987, Run DMC. This is called Christmas Time in Hollis, and if you remember it, and you know it, please sing along because I have a blast singing along with this. This is one of my favorites. This is definitely one that beats all the carols when it comes to family favorites. So once again, you're listening to Hills, Skills, and Thrills with your girl, Holly Woods of Hartford. We'll take you back to that song in a moment because it seems like the song doesn't want to play on this playlist. We'll play it off another, but we'll take you back to a little bit of naughtiness with a little special surprise that I have up my sleeve. Now, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook or any other of the social sites, you'll note that I put up a lot of little pictures of myself. And what I do is I take a nice little collection of pictures and I make a a collage and create the new Facebook page layout. So if you have a request for Facebook page layout and you're my friend, feel free to send me up to 5 pictures of yourself and the type of theme you're looking to go for, and I'll definitely assist you with that because I look forward to doing that. I have a lot of fun building that pictures and putting all that together. And if you enjoy taking pictures, then you'll be a great candidate as my muse and as my piece of my art. And speaking of art, don't forget that we're still accepting your lipstick edition photos for the hallway and the gallery of Pole Control Studios. Once again, everyone's creating their own lipstick art in your own interpretation, either any specific medium you choose, or choose to do paint or something a little different, like a media type of display. That would be different and definitely awesome. We'll see how we can display that. But I look forward to seeing your creativity. Always really fun to display your art and really express that. So before we take it to the music, because like I said, I want to tantalize your mind with a couple of naughty jokes here and there, I do want you to call in. Once again, that secret word is thigh high. Once you hear it, please call in for your chance to win a free class at Pole Control Studios. However, we have a riddle going on. It's called, what do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? What are they called? Don't forget, that number is 347-857-3374. All right, before we take it to the music. Before it gets naughty, I should say, we're going to take it back to Run DMC, Christmas Time in Hollis on the Hill Skills and Thrill Show, Blog Talk Radio. And not so you'll say, oh, this is before I was born, because then you completely age me and then I'll have to cut you. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Once again, you are tuned in to the Hill Skills and Thrill Show with your girl, Hollywood of Hartford. Now, that little special treat I wanted to give you earlier when I was having a little bit of technical difficulties here, was my very own special poll parody to 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So before I read it to you, I'm going to make sure the rest of the music is definitely queued up so we can get back to jamming and getting a little naughty before I take some callers in. And I'll go ahead and read you the story, but feel free to call. That number is 347-857-3374. And if you call, I will potentially play a request that you'll have. So I'm going to now read my very own poll parody to 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the studio, not a speaker vibrating, not even music on the radio. The pole stationary and brassoed with care, in hopes that professionals would soon be there. Miss Myrtle was nestled all snug in her shell, while envisioning the river and escaping her cell. Me in my bathrobe, and John in his shorts, just signed a petition to make pole fitness a sport. When out on Pratt Street arose such a noise, I jumped on the sill to yell down at the boys. I ran down the stairs and flew like a flash, pushed open the store and outdoor in a dash. Pole Control Studios sign glowing bright gave off the luster of Hartford's daylight, when what to my beautiful eyes should appear but an elf-powered sleigh and pole-dancing reindeer. Now, with young sexy drivers, so diva and hood, I knew in a moment that was Hollywood's. Faster than lightning, her boys came, while she whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now cash, now dough, now peso, now franc, on euro, on finance, on dollar, on bank. To the tip top of the building of 75 Pratt, eight binded men with a sleigh cropped on their backs, in leather-clad chastity harnessed for flight, galloped in circles for the takeoff site. With a leap off Pole Control Studio sign, off flew Hollywood and the pole dancing nine. And then, in an instant, I found quite bizarre that the distance they flew wasn't very far. As I flew up the stairs with a moment then later, Hollywood stepped right off the elevator. She was dressed in fur and a latex cat suit, cat-eared headband, and thigh-high leather boots. As all of her boys trailed after with bags, Cinderella shoes, and Mika-tag wags, her eyes, oh how green, they twinkled with joy as she placed under the poles lingerie shows and sex toys. Her tattooed lips pierced up like a bow, and her shiny long hair was white as the snow. She held on the pole, and in the palm of her hand, pulled up into a helicopter and into a handstand, balanced on one hand and turned, did a flip, a full bracket iguana elbow grip pole split, a base spin ballerina one-hand toe touch, double knee hold to the floor Marilyn Monroe, whoa. Wow, was she good, maybe the best I've ever seen. And I've been a witness to pole fitness from the age of 15. I opened the studio after running out of space. I couldn't run a pole business out of my small place. I moved out of my high rise, and I left with no argument. And I decided to leave my very cute apartment. I soon borrowed space from the local fire department. While seeking a space that was safe and neat, I focused my law of attraction on trendy Pratt Street. Business plan ready, the state didn't mention that I needed to get names signed on a petition. Without a car, without proper housing, I got on my bike and I collected $10,000. When returning to Hartford, I couldn't hardly wait. I got the petition notarized from the Secretary of State. In Connecticut, you'll see, you'll deal with some obvious prudence. Yet, the Secretary of State was my very first student. After building the studio with our very bare hands, 5 years later, a staple, the studio still stands, a recession-proof business of self-confidence and health. No monetary value can compare to the wealth. We're giving this sport a unified home and giving all queens and kings their bona fide thrones. Hollywood's directed the boys with the presence. as she blessed the poles with her wondrous essence, left gifts under the tree for the baby beginners who still can't wear their shoes yet, but in our eyes still winners. Never spoke a word, just continued to work, filled the high-heeled stockings and then turned with a smirk. Rode off on an elf's back down the hall to the elevator with a vanilla shake and a slap on your ass and a big see you later. She pranced to her sleigh and gave her team a holler. She ate the cookies, left the milk, and tipped the homeless a dollar. And on her self-sleigh ride, she was banging in her speakers that the Pole Control Studio students are true keepers. As I saw her booty cheeks pop off to the beat, Merry polling to all, pop that ass, control freak. I truly hope you understood what I said and you enjoyed that. I'm having a little bit of tongue twistery going on here. If you want to see the full version of that poll parody, feel free to join my Facebook page. And I will put it up, and you can read it for yourself. You can give me a lesson later and tell me how many words I screwed up. I know I was a couple. All right. Taking you back to the music, we want to have a little fun with this, all right? We have a little bit too much serious things going on with everyone shopping and in that mindset of Christmas being all a mess with the snow and everybody's rushing to get something. We just want to take a moment and enjoy the very little things we have in life, or in the case of this song, the very big things we have in life. So this is I'm Dreaming of a Wide Penis. That song makes me cry so much, I just get so emotional. We have on the line a caller calling in. And caller, are you there?
Yes.
Did you want to call in to play the riddle game, or you were calling in to play the secret word?
You know what, neither one. I'm just listening and enjoying the show. I'm totally lost on the riddle. I don't have a clue. I'm waiting to actually get the answer. But just enjoying the show. A lot of fun. About the parody that you did earlier, the story, the poem. That was brilliant. Very, very nice. And
Well, thank you, sir.
I'll go ahead and let you in
on the riddle game. It's what do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? You got 10 seconds.
I'm not even going to waste the 10 seconds. I have no idea. I guess I'm kind of, on the edge. I want to kind of get the answer to that. So I have no idea,
okay. But
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we do appreciate you calling in and let us know that you enjoy the show. We definitely wanted to give you something that you could win and take home to your girlfriend. So we'll go ahead and give you a gift card anyway, and we look forward to having her at Pole Control Studios to take a class.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Did you hear the secret word?
Man, I just heard it, and I'm listening to the show, and I'm back and forth. I'm a sports nut, so I'm watching the game also. God, you just said the word. You just said it. What was the secret word? Man, I just lost the secret word. I'm sorry. You just said it, and then I was listening to the last song you played, and back and forth.
Oh, sir, you are missing out on every opportunity.
I know.
Hopefully the game that you're watching, the team is doing wonderfully, and you're putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, something like that.
Thank you once again for calling in to Hill Skills and Thrills. And, folks, if you want to give an opportunity to answer that riddle or to guess that secret word, once again, I told you earlier, how could you not hear? You will definitely be in the drawing for that gift card or that free party. You missed that earlier. So guess where the secret elf on the shelf is at the studio. If you can see it, then you'll know. If you've ever taken a class on either our online screens or here with us, you would see it. Or you're just not paying attention and you didn't realize you're the pun of the joke. So just to get back to where we were going, because we're having such a great time with this Christmas mess here, I understand most people are out there watching the games. You call me later in and you tell me what the tally is on the teams that you have your fantasy games going on. So I'd love to hear it. All right, so let's get back to our fun, dirty parodies. We're going to have a little more fun for this Christmas special. This is Jingle Ball. That always tickles my little kitten. That one was a parody called Jingle Balls. We're going to go back to a little bit more fun and take it a little international, because we have to celebrate for all those who celebrate the holidays. And we're going to give it to our cousins over the border with a little Police Stopped My Car. Hope you enjoy it. I'm not singing it. They're trying to request me to sing it. Nope, I'm not. All right, we'll go back to the music a little later. We'll play around a little bit. We'll take it back to the phones in a moment. Let's see what we have here for a little fun to play with our callers. No, I'm not singing it. Ha-ha.
Police stop my car.
That's what happened.
The police made me stop. Walking straight in line and blowing balloons up. Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walking straight in line and blowing balloons up. They wanna wish me a sober.
I really wanted you to listen to that one, but for some strange reason, it was like, sing me, please be involved in my lyrical genius. I had no time, so I wanted to go right back and play a little bit more music, but we're going to go back to the callers in a little bit. For those who enjoyed Dreaming of a White Penis, I'll keep that in the background for you. I'm going to go back to the phones we have on the line live. Paul, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Yes.
Welcome to the Hill Skills and Thrill Show, Triple X Mess Edition. Are you having fun today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good show. Very, very entertaining show. I've been up here cracking up with you. Very good, entertaining, original show, original concepts you came up with. Like I said, the first piece you did, the parody, that blew me away. That was very, very impressive. Good job on that. I mean, the only thing with the parody is I kind of got lost a couple of times because I'm not a local Hartford native, so a couple of the references to the streets and stuff may have lost me, but I kind of kept up with the symbolism, the way you kind of tied it down with your Pole Control Studios, that's, you know, to the original poem. But it was very, very original and entertaining. I enjoyed that.
Well, thank you. I truly appreciate you enjoying it. It was written last year. I didn't take this year. I didn't get a chance to really put that one on. That was special for the girls, but I'd like to add a little something special every year just so people have an idea of really what we are, which is a culture that goes beyond just classes. We truly do have a lot of fun, and we make it very personal.
No, okay. It's interesting. I tune into your show. It's interesting. I tune into your show just about every week now, and it amazes me each week how I can find different aspects of how passionate you are about what you do and how passionate you are about, you know, the sport of pole dancing. Even in your poem, the little parody that you did, you talked about, you know, making it a sport. You talked about the struggles, how you got your business off the ground, your apartment, and all of that good stuff. It's just, it's amazing your passion and drive for the sports, and I commend you on that. I commend you on that very much.
60 seconds. Well, I thank you. You know, the true testament behind anything that's great is the motivation behind it. And if it's something that's greater than you, you find yourself finding a greater cause. And it's almost truly my movement. I've seen the beauty of it, and I've seen the horrors of it. And I just want to paint that picture for the average woman and man. And I'm very happy that you tune in and you stay a local listener. We appreciate people like you keeping the show alive and active and where it is today. So hopefully you have very, very merry Christmas. What do you have planned for the holidays?
Just spending it, I'm a work nut, man. I work a lot, so hopefully I'll take a little time off from working and spend it with family, you know. Just spending with family, you know, enjoying our family, pretty much. That's what the holidays should be all about. Well, I take that back. The holidays should be about, in my opinion, family and giving to others, giving up yourself to others, volunteering. If I can find some time to volunteer this year, I would love to do that. I know I'm running out of time as far as to do that, you know, volunteer. But if I can get some time off of work, that's what I would love to do, because I think the holidays, the Christmas holidays, Thanksgiving, New Year's, it should be about helping the others and mostly the less fortunate, in my opinion.
Awesome. Well, hopefully you have an amazing Christmas wish list, and so it'll at least balance out your hectic schedule.
Yeah.
Think Santa's going to give you everything you asked for?
Well, you know, I've always been a humble type guy, Holly. You know, birthdays, Christmas time, stuff like that. I really have never been one to focus on myself. You know, if I get a card or get a call, you know, text messages, you know, people drop something, you know, on Facebook or whatnot, I'm pretty much cool with that. I've really never made a big deal about me, you know, put any focus on me. So my wish list is just, you know, just peace and happiness to everyone else, and hope everybody else has, you know, great holidays and a great Christmas and a happy New Year. No violence, no crime, you know, and just let's just try to love each other. And that's pretty much my Christmas wish list. Nothing really materialistic or nothing like that.
Oh, well, in the nature of the holiday spirit, and because of the nature of this show, caller, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, but I'm going to go to another song. And this is something you'll probably appreciate then. Or, since you're a local and long-term listener, maybe you'll get here the secret word and you'll call in and give us that secret word and win yourself a great prize and give that as an amazing stocking stuffer to someone you love. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to go back to the music. We're going to take you to what every parent truly wants to say to their children.
Every Christmas Eve, my son and daughter and their families drive down from the big city for an old-fashioned family holiday. Mom dresses up the house like a Christmas card. You can hear her in the kitchen singing while she's baking cookies for the children. And she spends hours wrapping the presents she's been buying since last August. She hangs all the stockings all over the fireplace. In the morning of, I cut me down the prettiest darn Christmas tree you ever saw in your life. Outdid ourselves, you know. Ma and I getting on in our years, so we decided to give the kids tax-free cash gifts of $10,000. Well, I reckon it was around noon when I heard the dog barking. They were just a real man and his own shanty man coming up to work. Teasing the dog as usual and holding the package. When I handed over, he said, "Pappy, looks like you got a whole new package from your daughter." Well, Ma tore it open.
To my next show, which will be on Christmas Day. We will be revealing the rest of the show and a very intimate look into my personal story. So the second time you call or come into the show, you'll know what the secret words are. This is to my caller that I had earlier, and this is definitely to those who weren't able to get connected today because I had so much planned with this music, and it wasn't playing quite what I wanted to. So within honor of the spirit and in love in our hearts and the little bit of money we have left in our pockets, feel free to not drive yourself sane trying to do everything in a very short amount of time because you're worth so much more than just what a day can provide. Tell that to your children, tell that to your family, tell that to yourself. Just enjoy it. I love you. Merry Christmas. I look forward to seeing you or hearing from you on Wednesday. You take care. Caller back on the line. Do you ever really feel like you can make so many friends that they truly will be your true friends? Or are we kind of in a delusional state where we think that we initially do have the definition of friendship amongst the people we call our friends? What is your opinions on that?
I think everybody has the ability to make friends. Now, when you classify it as friends, you know, atypical, what type of friends, then that's a whole different ballgame, different realm. I mean, you have friends, you have associates, you have constituents, you have haters, you know, you go right down the line. I think friendship is something that you don't push, something that you don't gravitate towards. It's just something that happens. You know good people when they're in your presence. You know, good people that have the ability to be good friends, great friends, best friends, et cetera. It's something that's just natural. It's something you don't push. It's not about going out doing good deeds or going all out your way to impress anybody. It's just a natural flow. It's a mesh. It's a chemistry between two people. I mean, friendships can sort of closely relate to relationships, you know, it's the same thing, you know, it's a man meeting a woman. A friendship is the same thing. It's a bond. It's unified. So today, friendships and good people are hard to come by. I will say that. There are a lot of jealous people out there. There are a lot of people that hate. There are a lot of people that don't have good intent. There are a lot of people out there that are out to just use people and disguise that as friendship. So I would say to anybody, just be careful with the people that you mix with, the people that you mingle with, and the people that you dub friends, because, you know, it's a lot of evil out there. You know, just pace yourself and just surround yourself by good company and hopefully good people in your circle.
So in the spirit of the holidays, do you think we tend to avoid our friends when we feel a lot more depressed? And we tend to lean on our family, or would you feel it be the opposite?
I think during the holidays, most people's guards are up, especially coming in contact with new friends, making new friendships. I think a lot of people are on the edge. People are focused during the holidays trying to get their shopping done and take care of the already friends in their circle and family members. So I think a lot of people's guards are up. But at the same time, on the flip side of that, I think some wonderful friendships can be started over the holidays. You know, you meet new people, you know, that are genuine. But I think it's just so much pressure during the holidays, so many tasks. You're task-driven and just, you know, it's just so hard to sit back and focus and say, you know, okay, I want to make new friends over the holidays, or I want to, you know, take a coworker out or spend the holidays with, you know, my coworkers, or, you know, anything like that. I think it's just such a focus on self over the holidays. It shouldn't be that way. But I think it's such a focus on self over the holidays that you really don't tend to pay that much attention to it. But to answer your question, it depends on each individual in that situation. What do you gravitate towards during the holidays? You know, you got the working A class that just likes to work and bury themselves in work and make time for the holidays when they can. You got the B class that, you know, it's all about the holidays. You know, they live for that time of the year. So it's all about friends and family. I think it's up to that individual and your relationship with your current friends at that time and family. So, you know, in a perfect world, we'd all like to love each other, shop for each other, and get gifts and you know, be in the holiday spirit. But unfortunately, sometimes it just doesn't work that way.
That's very insightful. Well, the show was all dedicated to the mess of Christmas, so I was going to save the true nitty-gritty part of the conversation for the next show that I'm going to broadcast on Christmas Day. I truly hope that you will tune in and you will call in. Can I count on you to do that, sir?
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm here just to...
I'll make it a maybe. I'll take it as a maybe. I can only ask for...
No, actually, I'm here every Wednesday. For everybody out there listening, if you don't hear me on the air, if Holly doesn't, you know, bring me in on the air to give a comment or something, I'm listening by phone or by PC. You know, it's a great show, and I love the energy that you put into it. I don't know how long you've been doing Blog Talk Radio, but you put a lot of energy and time into it from what I can see from the shows each week. So I enjoy it. I enjoy the energy. I enjoy the topics, and it's a great show.
I truly appreciate it, and it's local and loyal listeners like you that make it all worthwhile. I truly appreciate your time, and I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and I look forward to talking to you on Christmas night. Hopefully you'll have a couple drinks in your system, and we can get a little naughty and really put it all out there. So until then, have a Merry Christmas, and thank you again for tuning in to Hill Skills and Thrills. This is your girl, Hollywood of Hartford, live on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday night at 11. Feel free to call in. That number is 347-857-3374. And again, that code word is thigh high. Don't forget the riddle. The riddle is, what do you call a person who's afraid of Santa Claus? I'll probably accentuate a little bit more on these topics when we get back to the air next week. But until then, like I said, have a wonderful and safe holiday. Drive safely, and I will talk to you later. Big kisses.